Yo, College Prep Express, what? No, forget that part.
A lot of SAT words are constructed with a formula. It's basic, just look at the clues with your cornea. Prefixes meaning not, like un, ear, in, and im. Start these words, yeah, that's a good thing to skim. Roots you can identify look like words that you know, and words that end like adjectives will close up the show. There's a cluster of these words that relate, don't you know? Just take a look at the blog post made by Dr. Yo. Yo, take for example the word immutable. The prefix im means not, and suffix able means able to be. The word moot is the same as found in mutation, which means immutable means unable to be changed. G, indelible, rhymes with immutable, rhymes with interminable, which all means that they're perfect and unchangeable. Cause Dale sounds like delete, unable to be deleted, and termin sounds like terminate, unable to be terminated. These words all fit this formula. It's infallible, that means that it's perfect. The studying technique is valuable, innumerable. There's so many of these types of words, it's countless. They're incessant, unable to be ceased, is endless. And now you don't have to say that these words are inscrutable or unfigure outable, because they are. Listen to the rap again. You'll be certain to do better on the test. It's inevitable, it's irrefutable. This rap is disapprovable. I hope this helps. I didn't want to be dispassionate. You know, passion, unprecedented, without precedent. Yeah, you got it. Now listen again and come back to this vocab list every now and then. Woo! Peace.